January 4th, 2018. It's the first time I said that number. This is Geeks Next Door, number episode 92. How y'all doing?
We all be doing fine. How are you doing?
Whoa, dang. That went crazy.
I'm a gangster, too.
It's true. I got a question for you guys.
I got an answer. Yep. You go first.
Okay. This is going to be a head scratcher, all right? Actually, I think it's going to be pretty easy. Except for Adam will be like, this is a tough one. D&D has six primary attributes. Strength, dexterity, constitution, intelligence, wisdom, and charisma. I got that right?
Yep.
Pick one that is your primary stat. One is your primary stat. One of them. Pick one of them to be your primary stat. One that you think you have the best in between those six stats.
Ryan, one.
One. I want to hear I'm the best at everything. I'm super strong, dexterous, and intelligent. I want you to pick one that is your best. And let's start with the... I'm going to roll it. One, two, three, four, five.
D&D question unless we roll.
There's a three. One, two, three. Dave, give me your primary stat, brother.
Constitution.
Why?
Said the sick man.
I'm not sick. I overslept.
Well, obviously. Why do you say Constitution? Give me an example from your world or life that is, we say Constitution.
It has nothing to do with Adam thinking that I don't get sick. It has me being able to power through being sick. Adam also, I think, has a high Constitution, too, has the ability to power through being sick. I kind of work, I'm a workhorse. I may be tired, but I don't get encumbered easily. I am able to drag a lot of things behind me.
That's strength.
That's strength.
Encumbrance and yeah. See, this is an interesting way to cheat. I like it though. Like I'm gonna say like whatever it is, and then I'm gonna talk about the other stats.
No, so. I wasn't gonna choose strength because I'm definitely not the strongest. But I think I'm pretty resilient to damage.
So people with high constitutions are generally pretty sturdy. They get bonus hit points per level. Does that seem like something you are identify with?
Yeah, I think I feel this way about myself.
Okay. Anybody want to dispute Dave's claim to have a constitution as a primary stat?
Prepare the wrath of Dave.
I think it's a good answer, but maybe one of you is like, fuck that. Yeah. He's got any constitution. He's nothing.
It makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thanks, Adam. Fucking dick.
I didn't fucking say anything. I'm just saying, if you... See? Right there. The wrath of Dave.
Anger was not a stat that we choose from.
Right.
Maybe you gotta give Dave charisma, because he's such a sexy bastard.
Thanks. See right there, Ryan. Ryan comes at me in the nice way.
That's the anti-wrath move, Adam. You fucked up.
Adam, I'm sorry. I have a lot on my plate right now.
Okay, I'm next on my screen. I'm going to go with wisdom. Now, here's the reason why I'm going with wisdom. I don't think I'm super wise.
Said the history major.
But I think that I have a good ability to take in a situation very quickly and determine what's going on in that situation and the best course of maybe not the best course of action, but a good course of action for that situation. I think that's wisdom. I don't think I'm especially super smart. But I think of wisdom more like streetwise. Like, if you're dropped in the middle of Harlem, you don't go around being like, my nigga, what up? You know what to do in that situation. And how best to deal with people in a certain situation. So I'm going to go with wisdom for me.
All right.
Anybody want to dispute me in wisdom?
Works for me.
You, out of all the five kings, have the highest...
That's not what we're doing. We're not picking one for all of us. We're just saying which one do we think we have.
Right.
You didn't let me finish.
I know. I stopped you because I'm too wise. I know what you're going to do.
Where am I going?
Because it's different if we're like assigned one stat to each of us. That's not what we're doing. That's harder.
Right.
Because somebody's got to have charisma and it's none of us. So, Adam, where are you going with this? Dispute me, brother. Dispute me.
I think I have a base 10 in everything, so...
Wait, no, I'm not talking about you. You said you wanted to dispute me about my fucking wisdom.
Oh. No, I was going to say, I think you're more... Since you have the highest schooling level, I think you're probably higher in intelligence.
Yeah, but I'm an idiot, so that doesn't count. I appreciate the compliment, though. I love this. Let's talk more about how good I am at other stuff. Ryan, you're next. What's your primary attribute?
It's pretty close. It's a tough call.
Really?
It is.
There's two.
This is the trick.
He's a technomage. Technomage.
Do you want to double up with something Saturday down there, or force?
Right. If Chris hadn't gone first.
Right, the hand would be forced, and he picks something, and then
but since Chris went first, I know it doesn't matter, Chris, but I'm still using that as a factor, as a tie-breaking factor. So I'm gonna go with int.
Wait, you think you're smart?
No, I didn't say I'm smart. I said it's my highest attribute. I didn't say I was good at int.
Right,
it
could be eight.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Best answer I could possibly give.
Yeah, I think I approach things logically usually, and I think that's my highest, but there are some things that follow closely. I think
we're not talking about those. Don't even mention those.
I'm just saying why it's hard.
You totally want to talk about all those. You're like,
I want to give
I'm
a right
the fastest motherfucker
here
on the soccer field. No.
I think it depends on the situation that I'm in.
All right.
No, I would agree with Ryan. I think that you think about stuff in such a way that, you know, what's that movie, or was it a TV show? Was it The Bones, where the guy was super smart, but he was so smart that the serial killer convinced him to use logic to become a serial killer? I think Ryan's in that category. Like, he might logically fall into serial killerhood, like a robot could. Like, do this the best you can, and the robot's like, well, we gotta eliminate people. That's the best we can. So I think you think things really through really, really completely. And you're going to be a serial killer. That's my...
Right.
My
How do you know I'm not already?
And... Yeah. And you get so distracted by thinking about things through that you disregard... You, like, disregard the surroundings around you. Which
That is true.
That is actually true. Yeah. You can end up in strange places when you do that.
Right.
Cool. We're on a roll. Adam, give me your best.
Oh, let's see. Where's endurance? Because I feel like I have good endurance.
Okay. In the bed or like...
It doesn't matter.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
It doesn't matter.
I want to talk to Joy. I need to know about this.
Well, we need to corroborate this, you know.
All you have to certainly do is ask.
So where's endurance fall under? Con, right?
Yeah.
I may get sick, but Dave's right. I may get sick, but... I haven't died
through it,
so we're okay there. Let's see. Yeah, I think since I can withstand cold temperatures, I'm used to it. Hot temperatures, not so much. Cold temperatures, pretty good. Walking, trudging, doing all that shit, carrying, lifting boxes for long periods of time. I think fucking endurance.
Okay.
So con.
Con, I can see that. I would be fine with that. Anybody want to disregard and think that Adam has a higher primary attribute?
I do. I want to disagree.
Ooh,
I totally disagree with Adam.
What do you got?
I think Adam has a high charisma.
Oh, God.
I do. And this is not from a sexy perspective. I'm not disputing his looks. I'm more thinking Adam is an easy to get along with guy. You know, like if he's out like chatting with people.
No new friends.
Well, he maybe used to be, but... When it pre-maxed out on friends, I think he's a friendly and charismatic person.
Okay, I would buy that to a certain extent. Maybe especially like 15 years ago when he cared about people and was trying to make an effort. Definitely.
Yeah, that's true.
And he would charm people and bluff people and, hey, look at me.
I still try to bluff.
What do you lose like when you get older? Isn't it the opposite, though? Don't you usually get more intelligence-wise and charismatic when you get older, and
that's
you get,
true,
like, weaker in strength, dex, and con?
I'm getting stronger and
he's just
like...
getting old crotchety, and he's like, get off my lawn.
He's losing his chon, gaining something else. Okay, cool.
Plus, the longer you know me, the less you like me.
It's like reverse charisma. I would disagree with that, too. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Right, anti-charisma.
Dave, too. What's yours?
Well, it ain't constitution.
Dick missile.
No, I think I'm in the wisdom bucket.
I think out of all of them, that's probably my highest attribute.
Okay. Wise as I am, sure.
Recognize situations, be able to perceive and that kind of stuff.
Okay. Would you just say perceive because perception is a wisdom-based skill?
No.
That's a good way to look at it. Honestly, that's a smart way to consider.
Plus, he holds a grudge like you wouldn't believe.
Wait, what?
Only against you.
I think that's unwise.
No, that is totally wisdom.
That is interesting. Okay. Yeah, anybody want to dispute Dave and say that one of the other stats is better than him?
No. Dave usually does the right thing, but doesn't always know why he does it.
Unlike Dave and I, who are...
We never do the right thing, and we know exactly why we're not doing the right thing.
Okay. So, let me see. Who said intelligence?
Me.
Ryan.
Are you good at investigating things?
Yes, I am.
Are you good at just random knowledge about history, nature, and religion?
I'm actually not as good as you guys. That's where it gets a little bit funky.
But I think with your investigation, you'd be fine. So.
Yes, like I would be good at researching it should I choose to.
Okay. There's no constitution skills, unfortunately. So I can't really ask you guys about
that. Endurance is constant. Well, yeah, but there's no endurance anymore.
So do you think Adam would be good at deception as his secondary role with charisma?
Not really.
Maybe.
It depends on the situation.
It's hard to say.
Circumstantial.
He's pretty good at fake playing it.
I don't know what that means.
I think diplomacy... Animal handling, for sure, you'd be good at.
That's wisdom.
If you know what I mean.
I don't. I need more.
I don't either. But it's dirty. Trust me, it's
handling
dirty.
Handling trousers, furries. Adam's furry costume.
Yeah.
It's tough for me because, like, Dave said wisdom, but, like, he's an expert at all these skills, so how do you choose one, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
What stat is that? Knowing everything.
Jack of all trades.
Master of none.
He's a bard.
Best thing to be.
Yeah. The skills actually suck as far as figuring that out. Like, insight, medicine, perception, those are all wisdom-based, but I don't fucking know any of that shit.
No, you're pretty good at insight, Chris.
Insight, never mind. I'm amazing at insight. I'm amazing at
insight. Where is not tying? Where is that skill at?
That's Robius.
Robius is gone.
That's his own separate
Ryan,
skill.
Where's that?
I think it was Dex. Was it Dex or Wisdom?
Yeah, it was Dex.
It's one of the two.
It's totally Ryan.
Okay, cool. Thanks for doing that. That was just a quick one. I had a different one where I was going to make each of us assign each of us a skill, but that got really dicey and kind of hard. So instead, let's just get the podcast going here.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Okay, so it's a new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Isn't that weird? It's 2018. Like, it feels like the future, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if I say to you, hey, it's 1992, that sounds right. Like, oh, yeah, 90s, that's cool. It's 1996. If I say to you it's 2018, that seems like some futuristic shit. You know what I mean?
It does sound futuristic.
That ain't right.
I mean, when I write it down, it seems fine, but, like, it does sound like a movie that, you know.
Now, I fucked up the date every day this week, so... Every time I had to write it down.
Like, what year was Blade Runner? The first one. I don't know what year it was, but it's probably around now.
2029.
The first one?
Yeah.
Really?
And then 2049.
It was 20 years later.
Okay. So we still got 11 years to try to get Blade Runner World going. That's okay.
Fucking flying cars. Japan's going to come back. Atari's going to come back. Yeah. There's a lot of things that have to come back. Atari makes the biggest comeback ever and builds some great games.
E.T. finally recognizes the amazing game it was, and their stock goes through the roof.
Wait a minute.
So what do we got to talk about tonight now that it's a new year?
We should talk about that movie, Bright. I watched that. Did anybody else watch it? I know others did, but I don't know if everybody did.
Yes.
My plate's
Adam's
a little
the only
full.
One that hasn't.
I have not.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
What I'm talking about.
That's a good idea. If Adam's the only one that hasn't, that's cool. It's something we can talk about.
And afterwards, we should talk about Ryan's love and addiction for the game They Are Billions, which I think he just started playing.
Dude, I just beat that second board. It was awesome.
Oh, that They Are Billions? I was just installing it, and it's true. So we should make this a quick podcast. No reason.
Treasure Z
playing around playing They Are Billions. I'm like, oh, shit.
I just sent him a message.
I just
Jordan Ryan.
When I had to walk away for a second, I had to get my credit card so I could finish purchasing it.
That game
looks fucking fun. I'm telling you, this is a game that looks the funnest of the games I've seen in a long time.
I actually don't think we have a lot to talk about tonight, so we might be done fairly quick just for you. So.
Ryan, well, what did you think of that movie since me and Chris talked about it a little bit?
Well, I kind of came at it hearing about that the critics didn't like it, but that people liked it.
Right.
And so I guess my expectations weren't super high because of that. But I thought it was... I actually thought it was really good. And I watched it with Amber, too. And she thought it was good. She was like, yeah, it's pretty good. It was pretty cool, the fact that they created this world with, you know, sort of D&D races living together. I thought it was cool how the elves were, like OP. It's like they basically said, like, the elves are going to run everything, and, like, it's the hottie elves are running everything. Uh-huh, makes sense, okay. And the orcs were, like, fucking gangster style. It's cool.
Yeah, I don't know why the critics hated it. Actually, we should find a critic review that was super negative and see if we agree with it or not. If somebody wants to pull one up, that would be probably kind of cool. I don't know if you watched, there's like a 2.5 minute on the history of magic in this world, just a YouTube video I think that they made. It was pretty cool. Because most of the time you don't know what's going on, but they're like,
right,
2,900 years ago this happened, and then 1,800 years ago this, 1879 magic's outlawed, you know. So it's kind of, I kind of wish they would have put that in front of the movie, because then you'd know what's going on.
Oh, they did? That's actually cool. I would like to see that. Yeah, I think it did create a cool world, and the story was pretty decent. I mean, they did do a lot in a short time, so there wasn't a time to develop certain things.
Yeah.
But I feel like they still did good. It was a movie. Especially if they're going to have more movies. Like, I don't know. Right.
Can they put that on the poster? Ryan Thomas, it was a movie.
It was good. It was a movie.
Yeah, no, I like Ryan. Did you see the centaur horse in the background? Centaur cop?
Yeah, and I saw the flying dragon in the back.
Yeah, those are just little touches that I fucking thought were really cool in the movie.
Actually, who I liked the most probably was, the fucking wizard dude who, was acting crazy with the sword so that he could get in the car and speak orcish and send him a secret message.
That was cool. You know what? I didn't put two and two together there. I didn't fucking put two and two that he was there to deliver a message from the organization. See? This is why Ryan is good at investigating.
It was cool.
Out of the blue, it kind of seems like a scene that's just kind of outward. Like, what? What? And then he's like, okay, whatever, man. I'll come with you.
Right. Yeah, because he was like, I'm crazy. Nope, I'm fine. And then, so it made sense. And then he also, did he do something that indicated he had magic powers? I mean, he said, you'll need us one day, and we'll be here. Which is cool. Yeah. He's basically saying... They're the white hats with, the literal magic.
Yep, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like the fact that people were, willing to murder everything or anyone for magic. He put it, that one cop put it plainly. He's like, that is fortune. That's anything you want it to be. That's magic. That's anything you want. Who would not do pretty much anything for anything you want?
I don't know how bad those cops were that got there when they were, but they instantly turned to terrible cops and we got to kill this guy and we'll kill him too because this will do whatever we want.
I wonder how common that would be too. There's nothing in the world that we can say that is like that. I mean,
right.
So I wonder how common that would be for somebody to be like, that's magic. That's whatever you want. And what would somebody not do for it? It reminded me basically of Training Day with magic.
It's exactly what it was. It's David Ayer's the guy who wrote Training Day.
Oh,
the
is guy it?
Which is, yeah. Which is funny because the review that I just put on there literally says this is Training Day meets Lord of the Rings.
Right. Mm.
And that's which a bad review, is. But Training Day was a good movie. I thought it was a fun movie.
But it wasn't as dark as Training Day either.
Is essentially Training Day meets The Lord of the Rings, but much dumber than that sounds.
Right. Huh. But what?
So why? What's the reasons? I want to know what his actual reasons are. As we go through, I guess. Imagine, if you will, the Warren Edwards was semi-in our time. Like, okay, that's fine. Is that what you get annoyed about? Because it's not believable? The only remote believable conflict in Bright is between the grittiness of the police drama and their fantastic... that doesn't matter. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to kind of fucking paraphrase that, because... Like, why? Like, I can understand you saying it wasn't good, but that is not good enough for me. It wasn't good, why? You know? Is the acting terrible? Was the script terrible? Was the writing terrible? What was not good for you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought the worst line was about fairies, honestly. The fairies' lives don't matter or something. I thought that was stupid. But
it was really cheesy. And I liked that one Latino guy, the guy who was in charge of that big old gang, I want to walk again. I want to make love to my wife, man. I want to piss in a bag. Dude, like, he was willing to do whatever, kill as many people as possible to get a thing so he would be able to walk again. And I'm like, that's pretty, like, the pretty human thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, sure, he probably wanted a bunch of other stuff, but, like, he...
Yeah, it's like the one thing that solves problems that are otherwise unsolvable. But the closest thing to compare it with is if you found, like, a hard drive that had, like, a shit ton of bitcoins on it. Because... Well, enough.
It's still worth a shitload. And every time in the past it drops, it immediately starts rising again and goes way past what the original point was.
Well, my point more being that sort of untraceable riches.
Right, yeah.
Like that...
You can get away with.
You could just take and then you got it. And you're yay.
Yeah,
but, I don't know. It's not a good analogy, though.
No, because you can actually get away with it with magic, right? You can just basically make it so that you got away with it, which is interesting.
But yeah, the only thing I thought was a little weak was I did feel like the Inferni type, like the chick who owned the wand originally,
right?
Like they were kind of cool, but I feel like they were like too individually powerful at times, and then when they fought with the cops, they had they killed everyone else too easily. And
they're not old, man.
But I have a whole reason for that too. It's all like those two. Like even when when she resurrected him, and he's all like, "Dude, this is like that story 2,000 years ago, where the guy was a farmer and he was a nobody, and all of a sudden he united the nine armies together." It's like we're in the story now. Like basically they're the heroes of the story, so they're effectively got plot armor, dude. Like they are straight up plot armored. Like
well,
they
plot
can do it.
Armor, but does is like a thing that if there's too much of it is actually a weakness of the movie, I think.
Right, but I know, but I think because basically they are now heroes of the. It's kind of like when you play D&D and it's like, oh shit, how did we manage to get out of there? It's because sometimes the DM fudges things certainly, sometimes from time to time. I kind of feel that, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that would be a fun thing to happen after, like, a third movie. It's like, it's just basically you find out it's a game. That'd be fun.
I can see that. I guess there is something to be said about the fact you don't tell a story about someone who, like, the hero who has a huge sword and goes in and then just gets like fucking sliced to death by the Inferni, you know what I mean? And that's not the story you tell, so they wouldn't make a movie about it. But I think a little more balance between if they would have had a little hard time killing the SWAT team.
Right, yes.
Then that's actually all I would have asked.
Yeah, they went through them like paper basically.
Right. Like if they would have like hid behind it and acted a little bit scared but came out ahead, cool.
Right, yeah.
That's like kind of the only thing that I thought was like not. Otherwise, it was like pretty solid all around. Not amazingly shining in every case, but super solid all around.
What do you think it does for like actual today's race relations? If there are additional other races, like, do you think we care so much if you're black or white or brown or yellow? If there's actually orcs and elves running around too.
Nope, I don't think so.
Probably not.
I think it probably takes more of a back burner. Like, you're like, you're human, right? Cool. It's better than those fucking orcs or, you know.
Right.
That swore allegiance to the Dark Lord.
You made I don't know. I think it might, I think it might blur lines. Like, the Russians all pair up with the orcs or the fucking English and the elves. Something
because
like
they're all good archers. Like, English are good archers, and like,
well, that's why I would too. That's why I would do.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was a fun world they created, right? It's so simple. It's basically like modern kind of. And
yep, it's exactly like modern.
I don't know. It surprises me that critics hated this movie so much. You know, I don't understand.
Maybe they just don't understand D&D.
The only thing is, maybe I don't know. I don't even want to.
It don't matter. Critics are pretty dumb.
I know, but the worst thing is that people, like, especially most people, like, they take what critics think stronger, and they let it dictate what they watch. So, one of my relatives was like, yeah, I was going to watch it, but I heard it got bad reviews, so I'm going to skip it.
That's what Joy said, too.
And I was like, wait a minute, who gave it bad reviews? Those fucking critics? Because, like, 88% of the audience liked the movie.
Yeah, right. I think that's the solution to that, when someone says that, like... You couldn't necessarily do it hearing it secondhand, but Adam, you could say, like, here, go to Rotten Tomatoes. Look at the audience score.
That's good.
The audience, 87. It's actually pretty strong. Yeah. So then you can compare it with, like, something she likes is probably going to be, like, a 64, and tell her just like, you know, like, hey, look at this. Is a lot of people liked it more.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I should care more about, because... I'm not a critic. I don't watch movie in a critical light, so I should probably just watch it more with an air of what my fellow audience members, regular audience members, care about the movie. You
know? I don't know. What about Star Wars then? Because
that's like the enigma that makes that's the exception that completes the rule. Because I don't understand that one. How critics love that movie unless they were paid off, and everybody else hates that movie.
Right?
Like, the hate is super real. I'll try and find it. Like, there's that petition that people are wanting to sign that says, like, let's get rid of this and just strike it from canon and make and push back number 9 and make another a true number 8.
What?
Yeah, what? Like, they want to strike it from, like, it's like they basically want to salt the earth of this movie.
The one guy who started that petition later came back and said, listen, I started this when I was drunk, but all you guys that are getting on here and going and supporting this petition, I mean, what the hell is wrong with you? But yeah, when he was drunk, he made a petition to have Disney strike this from canon. Another petition to, where's the real director's cut or something like that. There's so many on there to get rid of this movie.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
That's weird.
Do you think the critics were paid off?
I don't know, maybe. Because I don't understand how Disney got such high reviews. Do you think the critics are all critics that were Disney employees?
Well, now that they own Fox.
It is one of those weird things, right? That's the enigma, because almost always either we agree with the audience and hardly ever with the critics, but this one's completely opposite.
There are a lot of critics that don't like it, but 90% do, so it's like weird. Right.
That's I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. Hey, do you guys got any New Year's resolutions? Did you make anything like, this year I want to do this? Or are you guys like, fuck that, I'm 40 years old, I need to do that?
Pretty much the latter.
How do I put that? I don't usually follow through very well with my New Year's resolutions. So if I do make something, I'm like, almost guaranteed to break it. So, really? Almost 100%. Like, I'll get bored or something. So I'm pretty much going to go and say, I will not work out for the rest of the year.
You don't have to break it just because you make a resolution. I made a resolution, I've got to break it.
Well, this is a win-win situation for him. Either he sticks with it and doesn't work out, or... he works out and gets in better shape.
Right?
Okay.
Great. Genius. I don't have one yet, but I'm not giving up on the possibility. Because I don't usually make them right away. I usually go, what should I do?
And then what do you need? Drink less beer?
Well, you got it. That's the thing is, if you just say like something like that, it's hard to stick to. So you got to like put some parameters around it. You got to say like, I want to work out like at least 3 times a week for 20 minutes, and here's how I'm planning on approaching that or whatever. And I haven't done that, so I'm not committing to shit yet.
Really? If I thought your resolution was to have a glorious man beard, and I thought you were succeeding.
Completed.
Oh, he started that already.
Yeah, I know, but he started it. You can start resolutions whenever you want. So our New Year's is like an arbitrary time. It's not even like the shortest day of the year, and they're like, nah, that was a few days earlier.
Yeah.
It's like a completely weird arbitrary time that we chose.
It's kind of cool, too, and it's cultural dependent, too, which is also funny.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, let's do Chinese New Year.
I was just going to say that. We might as well just follow Chinese New Year, because more people follow that than, like,
do they
the, know?
I don't know.
Like,
no,
if you go
to
China and you say, what year is it? They're going to say 2018, not it's the year of the fox or whatever the fuck. I think English just won. I think English won that combat.
By our inability to adapt properly to other people's cultures or pay attention. It's like, hey, sir, you know you're in a different country and you want to do this thing? Yeah, I don't think so. I think we're going to do it our way until you give in to us.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Fucking 1972, fucking... Who was it that said, was it Gerald Ford that said, we're going to switch over to the metric system?
Yeah, that's what he's referencing.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so...
You know what? It's because they made it mandatory. They didn't. If they had made it compulsory, then we would have switched.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you guys, you want to do this, it's cool. But, like, if you want to ship something to China, or you want China to ship something to us, you can't put 5,074, whatever language or whatever year you think it is. You have to put 2018. We win. Right. Suck it. What are you fucking pointing at there?
Hawaiian shirts. Okay. Ah. Right.
Like she was doing some sort of dance back there.
Hula dance.
She was trying to do some dance for you.
Ryan was like, take it off! Like,
aren't you coming to bed now?
He's like, just knocks over the camera.
Oh my god, just run out of
there. I have
New Year's resolution.
I hate this time of year at the gym. I fucking hate it because everyone comes for January and everything. Every machine is full. I fucking hate it, but only for 1 month. Then we get over.
I'm a little worried because there's limited spaces at the gym, and I don't want to go fucking see a bunch of new people trying to fucking box. It's just weird.
Yeah.
You know what'd be fun though? Like I'm not great at a lot of things, but if I was really good at something, it would be fun for that first month of New Year's to go on.
Right.
Go be like, oh, I guess I'm gonna learn to box, and then you just like just fucking slap people around a little bit. Or you go, and you're like, I'm just gonna pretend to like. If you go and join a school, right, and you have a black belt in jiu-jitsu, do you have to tell them you have a black belt?
No, haven't you seen that? There's a video.
Well, because I watched that video, too. And I'm like, but that was kind of a showing saying, say, that was kind of that thing saying, like, hey, don't ever underestimate anybody, right. Because anybody can be better than you, and they might know something. They might know one thing you don't know, which can cause you to lose.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, you know, like, I'm a registered lethal weapon kind of thing. I don't think that really exists.
Right. That's what I kind of like about jiu-jitsu is you practice jiu-jitsu, you pretty much know, like, it's true wisdom. You know that you know nothing. You know that there's somebody that can beat you down because there's so much to learn, and people that have been doing it 20 years still learn shit. So I think it's more humbling than anything.
Right.
There's a podcast called 30 for 30. That
the ESPN show?
The ESPN show. It's a TV show.
Well, they, like 30 years.
Okay, so they've got a podcast, right?
Okay.
And and they did a history of MMA, and they did like the first MMA, which was like they just went out and did like just random dudes. Like they got a sumo guy, they got a boxing guy, they got a fucking karate guy, and then they got a Gracie guy, right?
Yep.
Everybody got fucked up but the Gracie guy.
Well, they also did it was like a tournament structure, so they had to fight more than one in one day. They're like, are you fucking kidding me?
He was the tiniest dude out of all of them.
Well, that's why they actually chose that on for a purpose, the Gracies did. They said, we're going to give you our smallest guy who's less experienced than the rest of us just so you can see what we can do.
Right? And he's still cool. Like really awesome.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, there's the martial art. Like, there was a karate guy or something. There was some martial arts with kicking that beat the sumo guy up, too, because the sumo guy came in on him and he got kicked in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and he broke a couple teeth. And teeth. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, that fighting, it's like, okay, cool, it's a 5-minute fight. All right, and now you're going to have another fight in between, and you're going to come back and fight another 5-minute fight.
That's ridiculous.
I hope you're ready. It was literally cockfighting at that point in time.
Without any, like, hand wraps or, like, gloves or anything.
Dude, you could full-on just punch the dude in the groin as much as possible. You knock him down, and you just wail on his groin, and no one, like, the one guy took, like, 10 shots, and he's like, I'm done. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. So nobody likes resolutions. I have a basic one. I'm just going to try to focus more on things I find enjoyable and not as much on things I don't find enjoyable.
Or masturbation.
Fuck yeah, every day if I can.
It's good for the prostate.
2018 has started off well, because I'm up to 5 times in 4 days.
2014 was a great day, year too.
That was 644 times, so I keep a record.
Right.
But I will be happy in February, where most people peter out of the gym. Because there's certain places, like the common areas, that where you don't have to work out hard, that get hit really ridiculous. Like, the hot tub and the sauna are completely full and never stop being full during this month. Because people are like, oh, I worked out for 10 minutes, I'm going to go sit in the sauna.
That's me.
That does suck. But, I mean, it's good that people are doing stuff.
It is, and if they keep to it, that's even if, cool. It just sucks.
Even if they do it for 3 months or something, it's still better for their health.
They actually worse for their health. They die quicker. Studies show just they think. Die quicker if they don't can keep with it. Ryan, you're going to die.
If you would be able to take all that energy and build something.
Build a house.
It.
I am. I'm building the temple of my body. Bam!
Yeah, but that's very selfish of you, because no one else can live in that fucking temple.
I'm one person. Of course it's selfish. Oh, like, people don't do selfish stuff.
Come we on. Can't live there, Dave, but we can visit.
You can visit a lot. Right up
the
back.
We just visit that. We go in the back door. We visit the garbage chute.
Well, that's Adam's dream.
We keep trying to shove things back up the garbage chute, and it doesn't really work.
No, it's efficient at getting stuff out.
I don't care what you smell. Just get in there.
Right. Exactly.
It's pretty tight in here, guys.
I'm surprised. It's like... it's a lot of crushing. All right, Game of Thrones won't be back on until 2019, everybody.
Yeah, missing an entire year.
And here's the kick in the crotch. How many episodes is it?
Six.
But they're all longer. They're one hour and 3 minutes.
we knew it would only be six episodes a long time ago.
Yeah,
but still.
Hey, did you see that? Ryan's favorite government administration wants to shut down the place where the public can send comments or requests about shit. What was it again? Like, we can, you know, we can basically, it's like We the People or something, where we set up petitions and people can sign them to support them.
Cool.
It doesn't do anything. It's been up for a while. It doesn't actually do anything legally, but it's supposed to get the government's attention. Like, hey, 4 million people have said that we need to redo The Last Jedi. Then they're more likely to pay attention.
Well,
to that.
The government has to, like, at least respond or something.
Yeah.
Right?
So why
at
the
some point they have to respond.
Why
to
the
these
fuck things? Would you close something down like that? That is just purely a thing about your people trying to convey a message to government.
Because it's the whole FCC getting hacked by a bunch of bots on their website, and they don't want people to respond.
That's easy
to
take
care
of.
Right.
You can take
care of
that without closing the whole fucking thing.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's because they probably don't. They're probably being negative to the people in power, and the people in power can say, "Well, let's turn that off."
Yeah, we don't need that anymore.
I don't want to hear negativity. I only want to hear my own negativity.
Yeah, way long. Good job, Adam.
Yeah. Blip.
Blip.
Alan Jung.
All right, what else you got, Dave? I see something cool that's got a thumbs up next to it.
Oh, come on. This is what I. As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh my god, Adam's going to cream his pants.
Yeah. Animaniacs is going to Hulu.
Yay!
New series.
Oh, boo.
No new. Nothing.
No new. Boot. So they're doing like all new characters, or they're just bringing back characters. Like Wacko, Yakko, and Dot?
Yep. But it's going to be all like new stories, new stuff like that.
Aww. I guess that's pretty cool.
You don't want to see new episodes?
I guess, because that I did watch a couple episodes recently, and they were not that cool. Not as cool as they used to be.
Of course they're not.
Yeah. Older now. Or wiser.
Yeah, you are wiser.
Kind they of. Don't... I should say they don't hold up to the test of time, which...
Well, that's why you need to create new ones.
Okay. I guess that's okay, then.
Give the writers a chance here.
Hopefully they get somebody cool to write it.
Right. Like, I don't know who.
I'm not sure either.
Jesus?
Yeah, double Jesus. He's really...
Well, when Animaniacs... Was Animaniacs... It was a kid show, right?
Yeah, like...
Warner like, I don't Brothers. Know if it was, like, an adult show that... Or a kid's show that also adults watch.
Yeah,
but are they going to make Animaniacs be a kid show?
I think so.
As long as they bring back, like, Pinky and the Brain, that's okay. I'm pretty sure they'll do that.
Pinky and the Brain is pretty funny.
I think most of the time I just went to see Pinky and the Brain. I don't really recall very many episodes of the actual show. More so Pinky and the Brain.
Sure.
Well, I mean, the episodes themselves were short, right?
Right.
You had three or four different little
snippets,
vignettes, to make up the half hour.
Vignettes, I like that. Vignettes.
Yeah. Other than that, hey, who's that guy that you know that Chris that plays Tetris?
Oh, Ben.
Yeah, some guy broke a world record the other day on stream.
Was it Ben?
Like, no, it was not. He is streaming now that he's home with his new kid. He's got a new baby boy, so he's streaming a lot. But, it wasn't him. He knows that guy.
Yeah, and that guy basically said, like, I'm the greatest, Ben is not great.
He did say that. That's true. That's actually, I think, his motto, which is kind
of That would be fun to have, like, a rivalry with someone, and, like, this is my old personal motto, I am great. This other person is not.
I was just saying that how I don't have a nemesis, and it kind of sucks. I don't have a nemesis. Like, I want a nemesis. You know, somebody that you respect, but also are directly at odds with, and they respect you and are directly at odds with them. I want a fucking nemesis.
Oh.
I'm already 13, and I've got an arch enemy?
Right. Not nemesis, but that just, for some reason, that made me think of, when we were doing the questions about the podcast and stuff like that, Tiffany was like, man, I wish there was harder ones. Like, what's Ryan's favorite book's main character's name? And she's like, it's Tobby. Everybody knows that.
That's true.
Right. I'm like, that would have been a deep pull, because I'm like, we talked about it a lot, but I guarantee no one else would have known that.
True.
That was funny.
Hey, there was a podcast, maybe it was something I read, but it was talking about how, like, January 2nd or something was the day we figured out the universe or something like that. It was really interesting. It was talking about how before, like, 1920 or something, we thought that what we were seeing as far as galaxies, when we see them in telescopes, we thought it was just gases, and we didn't know exactly that they were stars or whatever. And then after spectral analysis, wherever that was confirmed, and the guy wrote a paper saying, so it was like, I think it was like January 2nd, like 80 years ago or something, where we discovered truly how big the universe is, or, you know, because those are all actual galaxies with actual stars. And it's cool that all of a sudden it just changes in the scientific community. There's like one day where they're like, shit, we're all wrong, and now we have evidence to the contrary. And it's a whole new thing, you know, it's just amazing. I bring this up because until now we've estimated that's like 100 to 200 billion galaxies in the universe.
Right.
That's a lot. And they've recently determined that's about 10 times too few.
Oh, Jesus.
So basically the universe just 10 timed inside. What is that? Dectocide?
That's crazy.
And it's cool that, like, one day we're like, there's about this money, and then the next we're like, nope, never mind, we're completely wrong, there's 10 times that amount.
Hmm.
I think that's cool. Neat. I don't know why, just from a philosophical Right. Like, does a tree fall in the woods and make a sound kind of a thing? If the universe exists but we don't know how big it is, doesn't matter.
Sure. Huh.
That's you guys cool. won't understand. It's my wisdom tongue. I'm thinking about it.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Brian's intelligence might pick up on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he'll study it for a few years. So.
And a funny thing is, like, I guess they... There was some, like, I guess New Jersey and Oregon are the only places where you can't pump your own gas.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Oregon is freaking out about it because they're like... We neither want nor need to pump our own gas.
And people are complaining because they're like, we'll get the vapors and we'll bring right. them in.
Like they're seriously, they don't understand how anything works. So it's funny. Like
there's like people.
Wait,
like,
say that one more time. They are mad because...
Because there's a law in place that says like gas stations are supposed to be run by attendants. Right? So gas station pull up, you run over the little thing, ding, ding, they come out, they say, like, okay, sir or ma'am, what do you want? Cool, you want this gas? All right, cool. They take the credit card from your hand, we'll put it in the machine, and swipe it for you.
Yeah.
So it's literally, like, it doesn't make any sense, and they pump the gas for you, but they're ridiculous thinking that they're going to get vapors off the gas and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I could see them spilling gas all over themselves, like Ryan, and having to put their pants out.
Yeah, that was the porch. Terrible. Hey, but that's reminded me of when we were young. It was a thing to have full service and self service. Like,
yeah.
It's not a thing anymore. I mean, it probably is somewhere like this place or on the border towns to this place. But I remember that. I remember there being full service places, and
that was like when we were really young, not before we started driving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When we were kids, yeah.
Like
passengers in our parents'
yeah.
car.
There's a couple places I think still around, but...
Hmm.
That would... In period. That would not work for me, because I tend to get gas, like, at 5 in the morning, and no fucking gas attendants are there, so... Like...
Right.
I
there's like, a reason why people stop doing it. It's less efficient, and it's more expensive.
Yeah, instead of having one person on, they have to have, like, three or five.
And the real argument for it would probably be, like, it's a jobs program. If they switch the law, then you have, like, you know, 50,000 attendants would lose their jobs.
Also, like, how can you just send them in? I'd never had full-service guests. Can I go, like, all right, why don't you run inside, too, and give me a Pro Monster...
pack of smokes and
do you tell them to go do that, or do I still have to get out and fucking do that? Because if I have to get out and do that, this is completely a waste of time. I'll just do it myself.
Right.
It's true. Hey, what's the next movie that's coming out that looks great and awesome?
Black Panther. Black Panther. We are down. We're like 42 days away or something like that.
It's pretty far.
I thought you were going to say Ready Person 1 or
that's
or Player
that's,
1.
That's March.
And a March.
That's movies in January in 2018. It's got to be a list of them somewhere. Anything good coming out that's like, that looks pretty good.
The real Star Wars?
They're redoing it.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I don't really see anything.
Maze Runner?
The Death
Maze Killer. Runner?
All right. Cool. Yeah, it doesn't look like anything that I need to see, so... Other than Paddington 2.
Wasn't there a big uproar about the first one?
Yeah, apparently it did really well.
Yeah.
Like, because Gwyneth Paltrow is in that, right?
Don't speak.
I don't know.
Or not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwen Stefani.
That makes sense. That's
where
funny,
Chris
right?
was going. Don't, Chris. Don't speak.
Yeah. Hey,
no,
guys...
that's not Gwyneth Paltrow. God.
But he said, yeah,
that's
he Gwen said
Stefani.
I know. That's what I said. I said Gwen Stefani.
Ryan, you might know better than anybody because you are a programmer of the internet. Do you guys know if there's any like global standards of like strength or endurance or speed that you could test yourself against or something?
Thermal nuclear war.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you can lift this much weight, you are in this percentage. If you can do this many runs, you're in this percentage. You know, it'd be kind of cool to know if there's something like that and like have an episode where we test ourselves against I think it'll be fun. You guys are like, I can see the gears going through your head. You're like, fuck this guy, man.
Yeah. I don't know if one of those things, and I do think that is like a... I got an idea. Let's play a game where I will definitely win.
No!
Does that sound fun to everybody? Like, let's get together and, like, see if
okay,
who's the best
just for
at the thing
me,
I'm
then.
Really good
Fuck
at.
Fuck this guy. Somebody disconnect, Ryan. Just for me to know, it'd be interesting to kind of cool to... Well, I think it'd be interesting for everybody. I bet it's not very, very, very much, because there's, like, people in, like, I don't know, Africa who are weak as shit.
Right.
Can we, right. Hey Dave, do you think yes. we could hook all of our Alexas up on Skype and play Jeopardy at the same time?
No.
I don't think so.
It's not allowed.
It would be fun to try to. All right, Chris, here's what we're going to do. Strength test. We are going to go to a house and we are going to try and kick down a normal door. If you could took it, then we...
What does that imply, that I can kick doors?
Right, yeah, because in order to break down a standard door without an iron bar, you would need approximately a strength score of 16.
Okay. So,
oh, not according to D&D. I don't care about D&D.
No, I want D&D stats, the only true stats that really matter to me.
I vote we try this at Ryan's house.
Ryan, we're going to kick down door. Can you please get a whole bunch of doors delivered to your house via Amazon and we'll all kick them?
Just remind me of the day of, I'll go Amazon now, so it should be fine.
Be here tomorrow.
This is really funny.
Is this like an aluminum door or like an external door or like a solid? Like, does it have like standard door? Like,
this experiment works for strong wooden door without an iron bar across it.
I think my last Tuesday of the month, or first Tuesday of the month, is coming up pretty soon here, and I do have, like, 36 free passes to the gym. So I think we could get something going here with this door-kicking down scheme.
I accept your challenge.
It'd be kind of fun.
Okay, but y'all got to get up on Sunday morning and go to boxing.
Hey, if that's your fucking Tuesday, I'm there for
you. So, in dexterity, basically, it says, okay, if you're wearing any armor, take it off now. Find an average person and convince them to try and punch you in the face. Tell them they'll be doing it for 2 minutes, 20 combat rounds. And they count the number of punches they land on you. And then we... So it's all like, if they land 14 plus, you have a 3 dexterity. If they can only land 6, though, you probably have around an 18 dexterity.
What does that mean? Like, if they can they move? Can I move?
Yes, that's the whole thing.
We just run around the yard together?
Yes, exactly.
That's my speed, not my dexterity.
Can you punch
back?
You got to
stay in your 5-foot square. See, that makes total sense. They're basically reverse engineering a d20 roll and saying...
Right, exactly. Yep.
5-foot squares are pretty big. You could stand at one end and probably nobody could probably reach you.
Is it only the face? Like... Your target has to be the face.
Well, they're trying to punch you, and you're trying to move around.
Yeah, because what's an arm length is not 5 feet, and if I stood at the very end of my 5-foot square, you couldn't hit me, motherfucker. You'd land zero.
Yeah, I think you'd have to like allow for them to step in and retreat as part of it. It must be part of the D&D.
Of course you want them to be able to go through different squares, Ryan. Of course you
do. Yeah, exactly.
Like, and then straddle two squares, it's like totally legit.
Intelligence is just based on the number of languages you speak.
I hate that.
I mean, like, 2 languages, 12. Like, 3 languages, 14, so
but
on.
But wait,
we must be all 10s.
We could probably count to 10 in, like, 5 languages. Is that enough?
Right.
We could say hi in, like, 9.
How many number of words do you know in each language?
That's a big one. What's the wisdom one? I'm kind of curious.
Your wisdom score determines... the highest level of divine spell you cast. At any point in your life, have you ever prayed for something and been rewarded with an inexplicably supernatural miracle? If no, then you can't cast 0th level divine spells. You have a 9 wisdom.
Sweet.
I do like how logically they're taking it. Like, when you level up, if you got intelligence, you get a language. So therefore,
A charisma. Can you come up with a coherent, well reasoned argument? If then you have 10. If not, 3. Sorry.
There's nothing in between. That's it. Adam, you got 3 charisma, man. Sorry.
Just because I don't like to argue?
No, just because you'd be like, it kind of was good. I don't know. Wait, who's in this movie again? Remember when we used to do those fun movie discussions and Adam would be like, oh, what movie am I talking about again?
Yeah, let's not bring that back.
What's that argument?
Right. I got to try and find this website. Basically, these guys were trying to come up, use a computer to make up rolling systems to get you better stat differentials and stuff like that, and they determined that rolling 5d5 plus 1 gives you a nice range, like the best range that for making, you know, slightly above average D&D characters, because your low will be a 6 and your high will be a 16. You won't be anything crazy, but you won't be anything like ridiculously low.
5d5 and take 3 of those?
No, 5d5 plus 1. And that,
and you take all 5?
Nope, and then you take 3 of the 5.
Right, normally like you would normal. Okay.
Yep.
Huh. That's interesting.
It was weird, Ryan. Like, it was like this whole, like, shit. They did all this weird math, and like, what if we roll 1d12 and 2d4 and stuff like that? It was like all kinds of math behind it to do it, to give you a nice, a nice range of like, oh, a 7 to a 17 is the range I want to have my stats in.
Hmm. That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Like it. Huh. Yeah, it's pretty. I've thought about that quite a bit, actually. Like, what's the right curve, you know, for certain things? How often you want people to hit when they attack in a good game, you know, that kind of shit.
So in that rolling system, you'll never get a 18.
Right.
Yep.
But you'll never get a 2, so, or a 3. So that's kind of good.
I think it's just going to, I don't actually know what it's going to do. I guess the averages would go up a little bit because of the plus. Do you say plus 2 or plus 1?
What's the average of a 5? A 5 is what, 2.2?
2.5.
Or 2.5?
2.5.
So.
That's weird because it's lower than the average of a 6.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know.
This is actually a 3. Like an average on a D5 would be 3.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a 3.
Yeah. 3 and 3.5. I guess that plus 1 brings it up.
Yep. Yeah.
Anybody playing or going to be playing any new games that are fun that are on the horizon?
This is one of my questions.
I'm gonna play this cool game called They Are Billions.
Oh, cool! That sounds fun. What's that about?
It's about basically it's a tower defense real time strategy game, sort of.
Command and conquer.
You build your city, and you have to protect yourself from the horde that surrounds you, and there's periodic waves, and then there's occasional like super waves, and you gotta build up your defenses and survive till day 120. And at that point, you win, and you can adjust the difficulty level and get more points with a higher difficulty level. So it's sort of a game where you're trying to get do the best by your play,
some
cheap personal records. How'd I do?
Pretty good. And you get a new map. And the map, so far the second map sucks the most.
Although
I haven't been on the fourth map yet. So.
All right, so are there actually billions?
Yes. 4.4 billion people you have to kill.
Cool.
Two quick tips so far that I've noticed, if you just want two quick tips. The last horde comes 10 days before the final day. So if you're going to 120, the last horde comes on 111. So
Does it last that long? Does it last 10 days, though?
Well, it can if your defenses are weird, but that's why. As long as you survive to 120, you win, but usually it's done in like 3 days. So. And two, all the zombies that are out on the map that just milling about, if you do not kill them, they join the final wave.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's the reason why I lost so hard my third playthrough. I was like, I'm just going to turtle up. By the way, I think that's one of the reasons I love this game is I love to turtle in games. You know?
Right?
I love turtling up in my giant defenses. So that's what I was telling Dave last night. I did the second map. I finished it while he was watching the stream. And since I cleared the board, it was a lot easier than just having to.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. I suppose as you retreat, you could, and you expand, you can also retreat into your innermost shell and destroy things as you go. And
as long as they're not close. If they're close, it doesn't let you build or destroy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It doesn't let you destroy either. Mm-hmm. Oh, yikes.
Yeah, because you can just do that, then you don't have to worry about them contaminating, but if they're close enough, you're fucked. They contaminate it.
Mm.
I think.
And it's a single player so far?
Yeah, it's still in beta, so.
Are they thinking about advanced advancing to multiplayer, or
they don't even have a campaign mode finished yet. They're just
really.
The thing I saw that they were doing that's the closest to multiplayer, which is not multiplayer at all, is they were talking about having a challenge map and publishing that like weekly or something, and that's it was be global scores, so like who gets the highest score on this map that's seeded exactly the same for everybody.
Okay.
Which is kind of...
It's something to compare by.
Yeah, it's I guess it's not multiplayer, but it's, you know, more interactive. It's more... Everybody's competing in a sense.
Yeah.
This is pretty fun.
About you, Dave? You guys got any games you're playing right now?
Divinity.
Yay!
I'm going to try to get back going on that game.
Divinity Original Sin 2. It is really fun.
RPG of the year last year, I believe.
Yeah, it's super fun just because the characters are really well realized and well rounded and are all interesting. And it's funny because your character being if you make your own character, sure he's yours to be made, but he will be the least realized character.
Yeah, because he is no the plot one, points for him or anything.
Yep, there's nothing plot points for him. There's nothing special about him. There, he is just a guy. And
I'm just a bill.
Yeah, I recognize that as well. And it's nice to have a diverse party. So if you have a dragon dude, if you have a dwarf, if you have an elf, they all can factor into the plots. And the more diverse you are, the more of those side stories you're going to be able to interact with, which is kind of cool.
Right. And I really like that there is a way around every situation that isn't fighting. Like, almost everything, you can negotiate your way out of it. Most of the time, like, if there's a fight, you're probably going to end up fighting because it's just the easiest way out. But if you have a high enough, like, whatever, sneaking or thievery or any of that stuff, you can usually figure out a way around a lot of the combat.
Yeah, persuasion's just pretty important.
Pretty important, yep.
It's almost super important in your primary guide, too. So.
I saw on Discord that Chris was recommending Fortnite.
that was
a thousand years ago.
That was for you, brother.
So, I tried it. It's okay, I need to play a little bit more. I don't know.
Seems like the same game as the other one you like.
It is, but I think it's actually probably a more fluid game than PUBG.
I just saw people playing it. I know you can build structures, which is kind of cool. So it's like your PUBG, except for you can build structures and destroy structures and stuff. So that's
the map is smaller. I don't know if the first time I played, I didn't see anybody in the last. So I played a little bit today, and as soon as I hit the ground, like 2 minutes in, I'm fucking dead twice.
Really?
So, I'm
from really far away.
No, it was close up. Oh,
okay, because there's some of those games there, especially from the Chinese. A lot of Chinese people are using like all weird hacks and stuff, where it's just like aim bots, but because some of the draw distances are really far, they're like sniping you from like the equivalent of like 7 miles away. They're like, wow, done. Or they're using speed hacks, so they move like you move like really, really fast, so you can't even target them.
So,
bastards.
All right, cool. I was going to ask you guys if the I can find it. I wanted to give you guys. I remember the Steam Awards came out. Basically, every year Steam does the kind of user review. You know, you go every day. It's a different category and stuff, and then you pick one. So alrighty. Let's
is that
see
on the
here.
Front page featured?
No, I had to search for it.
Okay.
So the. See, I don't. These categories are weird. The Choices Matter Award. Like, I don't know what that means. That means it's about choices you make in a game. That was The Witcher Wild Hunt. I have no idea what that is. The Mom Spaghetti Award. I don't know what these mean. But that was PUBG.
What do you think about Mom Spaghetti? Nothing's better than Mom Spaghetti.
No, that's an M&M, sorry. It's all like
Mom Spaghetti.
You got Mom Spaghetti.
Okay, I just saw that they came out, and I don't know. It's not as good if you don't know what the categories mean. I don't want to go look through the categories. So. Cool.
Alrighty.
All right. What else you guys got? Or are we done? For Ryan can go and play his game.
Got absolutely nothing. Absolutely.
Oh, you're right. Like nothing.
The world has stopped. Nothing's going on.
World is a vamp.
So next Thursday, we are not getting together, or we are?
I'll be gone.
Yeah, I think Ryan will be gone too.
Yeah, I think we both fly Thursday.
Okay, so I think it'll just be us three if we decide to get together and talk about these douchebags. But we'll probably do that. Who knows? All right, cool. We're gone. We're gone for a week at least. GeeksNextDoorFTW@gmail is our email address. GeeksNextDoor is our Facebook page. There's the other stuff like that. It's a new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Special shout out to our boy Aaron Huss down in Florida, because just because he's a nice guy, good to talk to him every now and then. And I think his gift finally arrived. Thanks, Adam.
It should be there.
Good. That was funny.
I'm done. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
Later.
Later. All right.